Good morning, and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Just give us a second, folks. I'm trying to locate Chris. See if he's online yet. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Greetings.
Greetings. All right. Here, let's see. Our assignment from yesterday. How could you take care of yourself through a goodbye? And here is our first caller. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Tony from Athens.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Bob. Well, I was one of those, I have to talk about this because I had such
okay.
a good experience.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, it's always fun.
Yes, yes. And see, so goodbyes tend to have historically been often very difficult. If it's a goodbye, say end of a retreat or leaving a visit with family, I tended to be very emotional, and it's a very kind of experience of grief, grieving.
Okay.
So I have seen that, and what I found helpful in the last year, I guess, is to do two-handed recording and listening practice before the time for the visit or the retreat to end. Do a really nice two-handed recording and listening practice, and it's made a huge difference.
Wow.
And the ending of these things.
Wow. Yeah, so with that, Tony, then knowing in advance kind of what's going to happen, you've been down that road a number of times, right, in terms of retreats for sure, and probably other places in life, that goodbyes, endings in that way, tend to be emotional, and there tends to be some grieving with it, some sense of loss in that. And so then working
yes.
with a two-handed recording and listening exercise really assists with that.
Yeah.
And can you say a little bit more about that? And so it's like there's a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't know quite even all of the ways or what's behind all the grieving. There's been some loss in my life, and so there's this what comes up was. And how much I love, like, you know, going on retreat or visits with my family. I like, and especially retreats. It's like it just means everything. I love it so much, so much. That's so good. And then it feels like when it's over, it's like, okay, well, that's all over. You know, no more all this nice food and good schedule and with sangha, which is not entirely true. But
well, that's a really good, isn't it? Because the conditioning would love us to head in that direction, right? That retreat's over. Everything you experienced, everything you felt is no longer available now that the retreat's over. And so that would certainly cause a little grieving in that location, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and just hearing that, you know, when you were saying that, it's like I can see where conditioning, it's like it's trying to take away the good experience and all the insights and all the love and, you know, all that I tried to take it away by saying, okay, see, well, that's all over. And now, you know, you're just going to go back to, I don't know, you know, nothing, nothing good.
Exactly. Right. The life alone with the voices and conditioned mind.
Yes. Yes. But it's,
which we all
and somebody,
fun at all.
Pardon?
I say, which we all know is no fun at all.
No, and it's really not true. That's the thing, too. It's like it's not, I mean, I have a lot of things I'm involved in the practice, and a lot of ways I support myself and do all these good things, but it's something about that goodbye, you know, that it's like that big transition. The conditioning really can come in and try to really take over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like at that point, conditioning's been a little outside the of how it might normally control you or the ways in which it might control you. And so it's just letting you know in no uncertain terms that we're back to business as usual once you get back home.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's back where it's going to try to be in control.
Yeah. Yeah. And so essentially it's a kind of a unconditioning part. It's a kind of a goodbye to, as you had said, right, everything that's near and dear to you, all of what you, what happened on the retreat, right? That's all just kind of conditioning is looking to say goodbye to all of that. And like all of what conditioning is up to, it's our job not to buy into it, right? Being the place that you're at, we're working with the two-handed recording and listening exercise to bring some to lessen that impact, the goodbye impact conditioning is trying to apply in the situation, and really see the continuity in the caring and the love that's there. That's actually what's going to be, whatever that is that's there right now in that goodbye, then, you know, that's going to be there later too. And, you know, making that real for ourselves.
Yes, that's so well said. Yes, and have that mentor on the recording that's like, you know, we're in this together. You know, we've got all these things we're going to do to keep taking care of ourselves, and just all these reminders that it doesn't have to be that gut-wrenching, creepy end that it has.
Right,
to
right. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be that, hey, it's all over at this point, and, you know, you're on your own again. But the mentor's there, yeah, in the way that we know that the mentor can be.
Yes, yes, yes. So I have just found that just tremendously helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. And what I love about that conversation, Chris, was that, you know, when we get to that place of we've seen, you know, I've seen some of my conditioning, and then I see a situation coming up where I know that that conditioning is going to arise, we have these tools, supporting and listening, to support ourselves. And the way that Tony described it sounds great. She knows that when she leaves the retreat, you know, there's this, you know, there's this stuff that's going to come up, and but she's equipped with a way to support herself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the image I had as you're saying that, as you're laying that out, is like a chess game, right? And we know the move conditioning is going to make when we get there, right? And so we can be practicing our move beforehand, right? In that same way with a two-handed recorded listening, or if it's with a person, we might be doing that same thing, or rehearsing lines, or perhaps thinking of a way, a place to start the conversation, all kinds of things we can come up with that would begin to assist us not to, how would I say it, not to have the attention manipulated back into that place of being alone with conditioned mind. So, yeah.
Yeah, because we know that conditioning is going to, it's not going to stop. You know, we have an opportunity to change how we, you know, support ourselves when conditioning is going to come up, or to see when it's going to come up, and
yeah,
to have all these tools, you know, because, you know, just, you know, allows us to, you know, prepare ourselves.
Yeah. You know, and that's great, because at some point then we, you know, every time we do that, we strengthen the case that, you know, kindness and generosity, you know, all of those life processes that we talk about, that's what's going to await us when we get home from retreat. And it lessens the strength that conditioning has, or the power that we give it, right, to do what it does. And eventually we can just laugh it off. When it does something like that, we can just go, yeah, right, and then move on.
Yeah, exactly. All righty, here is our next caller. Hold on 1 second. You're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. I'm Linda Joy.
Hi, Linda Joy.
From Milpitas. And I didn't expect to get called on.
Uh-huh.
Caught me in a sip of a cup of coffee.
Okay.
But I've been avoiding getting in the queue recently, and I think the goodbyes are really something that touches me deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been sitting with this for the last few days, you know, asking myself, you know, where is this, and like pay attention, right, to all of it. And goodbye is, I've had a lot of friends say goodbye to me in the past couple of years. And so I know that recording and listening is the way I can take care of myself. I guess I just bottom line my answer, correct?
No.
And that's
exactly
what the previous caller talked about also. But I'm avoiding it, and I don't know what that's about. And it's I'm going to retreat in the yearly retreat at the end of the month, and I think I'm getting myself a little anxious with everything I'm going to carry into that time alone with Sherry and the Sangha.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about ego, how ego does this game, and it's like it's really going crazy on me right now. It's like, well, why bother going? I mean, it's taking that step to, you know, not am I going to say, oh, gee, when I say goodbye, it's just why, you know, okay, here I am in the same spot again. It's doing this to me before I even go. Do you see what I'm saying? Because I'm feeling an anxiety around this. I've been going for 4 years now, I think, and I'm feeling an anxiety I've never had before.
Yeah. And typically that's really good news.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so essentially what's being said in that is that your practice is making conditioning really crazy. In other words, it's concerned that it's going to lose its grip on you.
Yeah.
You know, that you now have the skills and the tools to undo it, and it's just a question of applying them in the places that you know that you can. And, you know, and something as powerful as recording and listening, you know, conditioning is going to pull out the stops, like we always talk about, to get you to quit. And and I'll bet everybody on the call can relate to this, but we often talk about retreats beginning when you sign up for the retreat. That's the first day of the retreat. There's probably a few before that when you're thinking about it, right? But generally, as soon as you sign up, that's the place that, you know, conditioning is going to start jockeying for position, start trying to, you know, to talk you out of it, to, you know, all of that stuff that it does.
Thank you for that.
And then,
Oh,
go ahead.
No, I'm thanking you for that. I'd forgotten that little piece about retreat and how that works. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to forget, isn't it? And especially as we practice more, because we assume that if conditioning hasn't done that prior to coming on a retreat, and it's doing it now, that there's something deficient in my practice. You know, the conditioning can go back to any of these places where life has dropped in to support ourselves with a practice, and we somehow got talked out of it. Conditioning can go back to all those places and really point and go, well, see, you know, you're not really sincere enough to make this work. You're not right to fill in the blank, whatever it says. And then the fear levels that come out of that, right? Paint a picture about being on retreat that you're going to be, I mean, it's kind of wild when you look at it this way, that you'll be alone with all of that stuff on retreat. And actually, I'll bet your experience, like with all of ours, is that doesn't happen. We're there with Sangha, all in support of moving towards freedom.
Yes.
Deep breath, huh?
Yes. I've been doing a lot of those. It helps.
A lot of deep breaths,
Mm-hmm. A lot of meditation.
And a lot of meditation.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of ways to support yourself. We're not waiting for goodbyes, the official goodbyes, to come along to support ourselves in this, right? And then the other thing with that for me, too, is that kind of intensity Well, a couple of things. That kind of intensity means that conditioning is most vulnerable, right? Mm. Because it's having to play its cards to keep control of you. And yes. So, you know, kind of what it does is available. It's just really right there in front of us. And so there's mm-hmm. that piece of it. And then as we get a sense that that's what's happening, then there's like a, over time, there can be an acquired taste for that kind of intensity, just because, you know, practice is not optional for one thing in that place, uh-huh. right? And,
right.
It's exciting in some way. It's like, okay, great. You know, I'm rolling up the sleeves here because, like we said before, I do have the tools. I've practiced them. Mm-hmm. I know they work. I know this is an illusion that I'm up against. And here we go. How is it doing that? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Every word you've shared, I know at a level, you know what I mean? But it's
exactly.
Like you said, the ego is just, it like it intensifies because, you know, I'm doing my tools and I'm doing my meditations twice a day. I
yeah.
mean, and
yeah.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
so
you so much.
You're being asked, well, okay, here's this level of practice. Are you still interested? Right?
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, at some point we can't turn around either. It's like, well, yeah, I'm actually quite interested because hanging out even in that place of intensity is still way better than just, you know, rolling up the sidewalks and walking off into the sunset with self-hate.
Yes, there's been a lot of that, yeah, yeah. Okay,
right.
Thank you so much. Go happy.
You bet. Yes, go happy. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. And there was so much in that conversation, Chris, but the thing that, at least from my own experience, is that, you know, when we do, you know, do the thing that supports us, sign up for retreat, get in the queue, pick up our recorder, that's when conditioning is going to feel most threatened. And to then
mm-hmm.
respond to that, as Linda did, by putting herself in the queue, is just it just seems like such a huge success, because that's the minute mm-hmm. we do that, we move into disidentification.
Yeah, that does seem so. You know, it's reminding me of an experience. Especially like you've laid that out, Bob. That. Practicing before a retreat in that way is burning the candle at both ends, right? I remember for me, I would sign up for a retreat, and then there would be this, oh boy, I'm going to do everything to get ready for this retreat. I'm going to this and it would just go over the top to the point where it could all be easily defeated. And then I would end up the last 2 weeks doing absolutely nothing before retreat, mm-hmm. right? Just dropping all of the practices and kind of relying on the retreat to bring me back rather than, you know, hanging in with the everyday moment-by-moment practices. So,
And, you know, the thing that was made me think of as you were saying that is that what's just so great about this radio show is that we're always, when we're kind of engaged in something like this, we're always on retreat. That's what we call this, a retreat. And so it's
a good
like,
point.
I'm only on retreat when I'm at the monastery or I'm in a workshop
right.
or something. I like the idea of being on retreat year round.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, exactly so.
All right. Here is our next call. Hold on 1 second, folks. We had a little blip there. Let me get Chris back on the line. Chris, you there?
I'm here, Bob.
Okay. Looks like somehow our whole Q&A queue dropped. So if you were in the queue, you can put yourself back in that. Give me 1 second for our queue to fill up again, and we'll get our next caller.
The old vanishing queue trick.
Yeah. Okay. Look, and here's the person I was going to bring on anyway. All right. Okay. Here is our next caller. You're now live on
Hello?
The air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Yes.
Hello.
This is Jamie in Delaware. Hello, Bob.
Hello,
Chris.
Jamie.
I think the question was, how can I take care of myself in a goodbye? And I think if I'm honest and it comes from my heart, and I wish another person well or thank them for what our relationship has been or what they've given me.
Yeah.
That it's good for me, and hopefully it's good for the other person. Now, so that's when I can get to that place, I think I'm that's a way of taking care of myself.
You're good to go. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then sometimes I can get into other frames of mind.
Right. Well, I'm sure that's always the case. And so then with that, Jamie, that you're in the middle of one of these goodbyes, right? And that you can be successful at directing the attention towards that appreciation or the things that you described, right? And that essentially that takes care of you, that having the attention with that process takes care of you in some way. And then, you know, we can project from there that takes care of that other person. We don't really know, but we're being taken care of, sure, in that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not, I can sometimes worry about what later, if not at that point, yeah, did I say the right thing or what was the reaction? But if I'm, I think the better place for me is to just put it out there and then and not worry about any specific reaction from the other person.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's such a critical point to get, because what's going on in that is, you know, again, like we always talk about, you're there directing the attention, right? So you're not allowing conditioning to come in and move it from where you want, right? So you're choosing to have the attention in this process of appreciation. And then what conditioning is doing is attempting to weasel its way in there with, you know, I wonder what they're thinking. Were those the right words? I wonder how they're taking this. Is this, right? All of that is just an attempt to kind of move you out into that zone of self-doubt and out of that process of appreciation.
Yeah. And like the other callers today, with recording and listening, I can try to focus on it not being a success or failure or win or lose proposition. It's just being trying to be
right.
Honest.
Right.
Try to.
Right. So if we were to make a list of how conditioning might try and ruin a goodbye, well, having a successful one, attempting to have a successful one, would be high on the list, wouldn't it?
Yes, and then also I can get into to work in advance, worrying about I need to do this, I need to do that, or it has to be right.
Yeah.
But it seems to come back to some sort of genuineness or openness, which I'm working on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing that drops in for me around that, Jamie, is to, how would I say it, something like practice keeping up with your goodbyes and
right.
don't let them stack up, right? Essentially, so every time I say goodbye to someone, even if it's just for, the afternoon or day or 2 days,
right.
To really be in that place of having thoroughly enjoyed them to the point where if I never see them again, that there won't be any regret in that. That I've really said, whether I said it or not, the experience is full enough, right, in that moment that there would be no regrets if something happens to any of us in between.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We never know what the future is going to hold, but.
We never know, yeah, and so, yeah, just enjoying people, places, and things just as much as we possibly can in every moment, and saying thank you to the house when I leave, and if it's still there when I come back, I can say thank you to that, and because conditioning would love us to ignore a lot of those little moments, and then we get into that place where there's a lot to express because it's just gone unexpressed. And when that starts to happen, the energy's building around that. Well, conditioning's going to be lurking in ways to use that energy that are not to our benefit. So, you know.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate being able to get on the air, and I wish you,
yeah.
wish you both well. And
I'll Thank
keep
you.
Working on this.
All right. That's all we ask. That's
yep.
great. Thanks, Jamie.
It's all good for me.
It's all good, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jamie. And that brings us to the end of this show, Chris. And before I read the assignments for the weekend, I just want to remind folks that tomorrow we're having our annual bridge walk. But this time, as most folks probably know by now, it's going to be a live webcast from Cantalomba in Zambia with the team there. And there's still time to sign up. So if you go to our schedule page at thelivingcompassion.org, there'll be a place to register for it.
Yeah. That is just so exciting to be thinking about doing that on Saturday morning. I can't wait. And reading the blogs are a great prelude to whatever's going to happen on Saturday. So just seeing kind of the beginnings of what's happening there on Cantalomba and kind of the people there doing things, it's like way fun. So yeah, not to be missed.
Yeah. All right, so here are our assignments for the weekend. We got three of them. Give me a second here. Okay. All right, so for today, think of a person, situation, experience from your past that you can't seem to let go of. Write a letter of closure expressing what you need to express in order to put this issue to rest. And then Saturday, is there something you did in the past that is deemed unacceptable? Revisit that incident and see it through the eyes of compassion. Rewrite the narrative of the experience from this perspective. And finally, for Sunday, recall a time when you let go. Write and or draw that experience.
Well, very good.
All righty. Thank you, Chris. We'll see everyone tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Monday.
Monday, indeed. That's right.
Okay. All right. Go happy.
All right. Go happy, everybody.
Bye-bye.